And when did you begin to arrive at the impression that Schumann represents a significant figure in this regard?
Well, I heard that in the music. I heard it when one's interested in Schumann, of course, because, in my case, because I began as a linguist. In the intelligence corps, one had to know a bit of German, and I offered that. And then if you're interested in music and in German, well, you're bound to be interested in Lieder, so I was interested in that. But I didn't hear Cipher in Schumann until I heard the D minor symphony. And what you hear in that is what everyone has heard in it for generations. You hear monothematicism, to use one word for it. You hear the same thing and the same theme and almost in the same meaningful sense over and over again. Repeated almost obsessively. It's not obtrusive when you first hear the symphony, but once you get to hear this motif in your mind, this main theme that goes all through the work, you cannot get it out of your head that it is saying something, and you wish to know what it's saying.